west on the Gossip Boulevard, come the thundering hoofbeats of Great Horse Platinum, with a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho slobber. The Sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice, a more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peace-eating, the thrust of the sod. It's the Sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him. Little children respected him. Women loved him. A true gentleman of the old West. Return with the sound of those thrilling days of any old years we find roaming about the wild badlands of the old West. The Sodbuster. The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Ned Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Drawer.
Come here, Chester.
Oh! Marshal?
Get your eyes aside.
But my line.
Oh.
In and around the territory of Hyattville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, out toward Wheaton, Kensington, the Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard. It is early afternoon as our story opens. We find ourselves in the Red Dog Saloon. Chester is walking around looking at the chorus girls as our story opens.
Get my cell phone down.
Good evening, Chester.
Well, howdy, Miss Kitty. I'm just around to see you.
Chester, good, Chester?
Well, no, I don't think I want any right now.
Okay, Chester.
Just go on down here and hear that good piano music.
I sure
do.
Howdy, Zeb. How are you?
That'll be some real good music, I guess.
It looks to me, Chief, I think that we better check the bank. It's going to be a tough job, but I think if we work on it, we can do it tomorrow night.
Well, mercy, what is that man talking about the bank? I'd better give him a listen.
What I think we ought to do is this. You see, Chief, we don't want to do it while people are in the bank. It's too dangerous with all that explosives and everything. I think we better wait till after closing time when ain't nobody around.
That's a real good idea. I'll go out and get my tools, and I'll meet you in there in about a half hour.
Come
on. It won't be too hard to save.
I don't believe what my ears have heard. I'd better get on down to see the Marshal Lowe's varmint. You're about to rob the bank, I do.
And so, Chester went on down as fast as he could to find the Marshal, having thought that he'd discovered one of the biggest bank plots to ever hit Dodge City. As our story reopens, we find Chester and the Marshal outside behind a cluster of bushes waiting for the two would-be crooks to come.
Chester, let's keep it down. We don't want them to hear us.
No, Marshal. I heard them talking in the saloon, and they said they were going to do it tonight. So.
They're going to blow up the safe? Is that what they said?
I heard them talk about explosives, and I heard them talking about leaving the people get out of the... Marshal.
Yeah?
Marshal.
Yeah,
what? Marshal.
What? Don't pad your part. What?
Look up there, behind that big pine tree.
The little pine tree. I see it.
There's a bear back there, Marshal.
Oh, a bear, yeah. Wait a minute, I think I see one of those varmints coming down there now.
I thought it was a bear, Marshal.
Let him get inside the bank, Chester. Wait till they go inside, then we'll sneak up on him.
Okay, Marshal.
Well, I'll just get on that and then hold it up.
You got the dynamite, do you?
Okay, Marshal, get it.
Wait a minute. This is a mistake, Marshal.
What on earth are you doing with us, Marshal? Untie me.
All right, you guys. Chester heard you talking in the saloon. He found out you were going to rob the bank. There's the dynamite right there.
Chester said he heard us going to what?
Rob the bank.
I don't know what I do. Chester, you must be out of your mind.
We're not going to rob no bank, Marshal.
I ain't out of my mind, neither. I heard you talking about the explosives and wait till the people get out of the bank. I got good ears.
Wait a minute. We was hired to come in here and reinforce the wall outside the safe so that nobody could break into it.
Yeah, we're the Ajax Construction Company. Our job's to rebuild the safe in the bank. What are you, crazy or something? Untie me.
What is the matter with you,
Chester? Well, Marshal, the way they's are talking, I just don't know. I couldn't believe what I hear.
Go back and clean up the office.
The Sodbuster is written by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekend. The entire production is directed by Horace Ostra and supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production. Cha-cha-cha.
The sound of Willard and Scott once again as the Sob Busters. Comedy for you on Tokyo Calling. Now David Rose in the orchestra, and of course, Bonanza.